Hello.
Hi, this is Rob from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, about your opinions are needed in this survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
What is this for?
This is about local issues and in your community, and we would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else? Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
82.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
You're Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or others?
Mexican-American.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you just have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The Republican Party.
What was that again?
I'm sorry. The Republican Party, how you feel towards them from 0 to 10, being the 10, very warm and favorable, and 0 means very cold and unfavorable. You can choose a number from 0 to 10.
I would say 5.
And the Democratic Party?
4.
Kamala Harris?
What was that? Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh. 4, 5. 5.
Thank you. And Congressman Ruben Gallego?
4. I don't have any opinion.
Thank you.
Oh, I need to change mine on Kamala Harris, actually.
Okay. What will be the rating?
I think we can make that actually a 3.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
A 7.
And Joe Biden?
3.
And Donald Trump?
6.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party, would vote for other political office but not for president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Republican.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? They would be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are more important to my life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I'm sorry, what was that, a rating again?
You can choose, you choose the, from which of the following comes closer to your opinion of the statement, even if neither is perfect. The statement A is, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or a statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Statement B.
You will say much more or somewhat more, statement B?
I'm saying my personal decisions have more of an impact.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
What was the first one?
The first one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Yes, that one.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
Do you expect it to be hotter or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't like the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't have time to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
What was the first two again?
I don't like any of the candidates, or I don't know enough about the candidates.
The first, I don't like the candidates.
Thank you.
And then, would you pick two?
You can choose up to two.
Oh. What was the last one you said again?
Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Just that first one.
Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Democrats, MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, all politicians, and none of the above.
Say that one more time?
Yes. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Select all that apply. Democrats, the MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, or all politicians, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very concerned, a 5 means that you're neither concerned nor concerned, and a 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about that statement?
Four.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even though things were illegal? From 0 to 10, how concerned you are?
8.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
9.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
7.
Thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote?
10.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
5.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
7.
Thank you. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against the protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
6.
Thank you. And restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
8.
Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? It is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Small problem.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior with the past 2 years?
Yes.
A personal experience or known someone?
Known someone.
Thank you. Below are some statements that people say about why should vote for Democrat this November on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you're certainly motivated by the statement, a 5 means that you're neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 means that you're not at all motivated by the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. We need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote for Democrats after that statement?
0.
0. We need to vote for Democrats. Our elections are fair and accessible to so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard. From 0 to 10, how motivated you are?
I'm sorry, I lost you there. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, sorry. We need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard.
0. I'm over here.
Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
0.
We must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history is the only thing that ever has. How would you externally motivate from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Posting on social media. Volunteering for a local organization in my community. Engaging in direction action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. Talking to friends and family about politics. Attending city council meetings. Voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor. Boycotting a company. Engaging in civil disobedience. Voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organization, or none of the above?
I think you said, a lot of questions.
Do you want me to repeat again the options, sir?
Yeah, please.
Yes. Okay. Posting on social media, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in directions action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, attending city council meetings, voting in a state or local election such as for governor or mayor, boycotting a company, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, or donating to political campaigns or organization, or none of the above?
Let's say talking to friends and family and voting in the federal elections.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you just have some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
Five.
One last time, in November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party, would vote for political offices, not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. Which of the following are you more concerned about, Donald Trump's Constantine Lyon administrative presentation or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Joe Biden's age and health.
Thank you. And in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Are you, or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Homeowner. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
One in the country and one in another country.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployment, retired, permanently disabled, host, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Full-time, employed.
And what, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$233,000.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. Have a great evening, and thank you for your opinion, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.